Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second, the second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Les Bell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bill Dunlap. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second, the left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third, the third baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville takes first base on ball four. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rausch, who is chasing the ball. Sparrer reaches third base with a triple. Moranville goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Clark reaches second base with a double. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunlap strikes out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hubbell. Moranville moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabold takes first base on ball 4. Moranville moves to third. Sparrer moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGuire for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabold fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunlap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Dunlap moves to third. It's Braves, 2, Giants, 2. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Sparrer reaches second base with a double. Dunlap scores. Moranville scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sabold hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Richborg bunts for a single. Sparrer moves to third. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rausch strikes out. 1 out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. Clark steals second. Bill Dunlap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunlap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dunlap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Dunlap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Braves, 4, Giants, 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sparrer hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sabold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Sabold covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Richborg bunts towards third. Farrell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Farrell. Richborg moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 4 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Richborg tags and moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson has Richborg trapped. There's the throw to Hagen and over to Farrell, who tags Richborg for the out. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terry. The throw from Sparrer and he is safe. Terry steals second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.